Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know, today, or this yesterday and today, that North Korea is threatening to launch a missile, supposedly a nuclear missile. Mm. First, they were going to fire it off towards America, they're saying. And Hawaii is about as far as their missiles can reach, that's reported, according to the USA Today. Mm. And but now they changed their mind, and they're saying they want to fire it down into South Korea, which is, you can reach South Korea because they're saying it's,
yeah,
Korea.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up with this new leader, which he expects to be worshipped as God, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He sets himself in place as a God. And he doesn't allow any kind of religions, anything other than the worship of him.
You know, he's about like 18, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
he's 18. Can you imagine?
Something like that.
Oh, we don't see goodness. That in America at all, do we?
No.
Boy leader?
No. I've never seen an 18-year-old expected to be worshipped. Have you? I've never seen that in America. Have you? Right. And this is serious stuff. It's just like, it reminds me of the prophetic vision or dream that Duderman's grandson had. Dmitry Duderman's grandson had about North Korea and Russia. And possibly China, I don't know who it was, but they were in the room together, and they were making a covenant or whatever, say a deal, saying, why does the American dollar need to be the, you know, the IMF, the one fund that everybody has to use, IMF, International Monetary Fund. And they didn't use those words, but that's what they're saying, because everything is based on the dollar. And look at what's happening right now. That vision's coming to pass this moment, you know, where the confidence in the dollar is dropping. And sad to say, our current leaders are just letting it happen. They're actually driving the machine that's taking our dollar to zero.
Yeah.
And even Germany, it's reported to Germany on the Blaze that they're requesting their gold. Yeah, we have their gold stored at Fort Knox, I guess, somewhere in America.
Really?
Yeah, they're requesting like 10% of their gold back. And they said, this is what America said, well, it'll take 7 years to deliver it.
What?
Can you imagine? By the way, that's what it's going to be like when you go to try to withdraw your money during a difficult time. I don't know if you remember, what was the Christmas movie that gets played over and over again, and the evil banker and
Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, no,
I don't know. Christmas Carol.
No, it's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah,
A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life.
And he is a banker. A credit union, basically, and everybody, they hear hard times hitting, so they all run to the bank. They run to the bank, and they go, "We want our money! We want our money!" And because they don't have money, they don't have the money.
No.
Because what banks do is, when you get your money, they lend it out to people. They lend it out to people, and they make money on that. And then you can't just demand all your deposits back at once because the bank crashes.
Mm.
And so Jimmy Stewart steps up on the counter, and he goes, no, he didn't stutter. But he said, listen, and he started pointing at one. He says, no, he has your money in his house. And he's pointing at this guy over here, and he goes, and she has your money in her business, and or whatever. He's pointing at people. Yeah. He's like, you know, you have each other's money. We're just the broker for your money. We're called a bank. We're like moving it from here and there. And you can't just demand, if America begins to demand their money, everything crashes.
Mm.
So I was talking to a bank recently, and I said, actually, I was talking to one of its employees, and I said, well, you know, times are looking pretty interesting, aren't they? And she says, yes, she's a leader in the bank ministry, that particular stuff and company. And she says, yeah. I said, well, I noticed that you raised fees on all your products. And she said, yeah, we're preparing for the economic crisis. We're getting ready and shifting. We're, you know, whatever. Preparing for the economic crisis. And I said, well, do you think it's going to make it? And she said, well, yeah. And then she stopped. She says, no, the truth is, we don't even know.
Mm.
We don't even know. And then another lady says, I said, well, they're going to come and get their money out. And she says, well, we're not going to let you get your money out.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because they have a system set up. They're going to declare a bank holiday. That's how you do it. They close the doors and give everybody time to calm down. Calm down. That's what they did in 1929. Calm down. Everything's fine.
Everything's yeah. okay.
Everything's fine. And 24 hours later, the crash took place in America where people just lost just everything. And it was because of banks that overextended themselves. The Knickerbocker Bank in New York. And think about it. That was like, you know, change by then. We're overextended by $16 trillion, according to some figures. According to the IMF, we're overextended by $160 trillion, something like yeah. that.
That's when $1 million is really $1 million, right?
But think about it. Everything crashed with those pennies. Imagine what it's going to be like today if we don't get our house in order and begin to honor God. And this whole thing, and some, you'll stand up and say, and you're not going to be happy when you find out the neighbor that you haven't been talking to actually has your money. That's how they bought their house.
Right? Wow.
They borrowed the money from your bank, and they lent them the money for an interest rate, and part of that interest they're paying you, the money they're making, that's how they're paying you that money on your, mm. your CDs, and they're paying you the money on your bank savings accounts and those type of things. And that's just how it works. That's how this whole, you know, when you, we've learned in taking the citizenship test, remember, mm-hmm. that our form of I don't know what the exact question was, but our form of government is our economy is a I got to find out what the word was inside of there, but it is on confidence. It's on selling. It's on marketing. It's on doing business, selling and buying. It's not on other things. And in the context of that, that if we stop buying and selling, if we stop buying and selling, then it is, capitalism. capitalism.
That's when John got wrong.
No, is it? No, he's good now because he's the one that told me. But so capitalism, of course, is about, you know, somebody has an idea, you loan them money, they run with the idea, you own part of the company and these type of things, stocks and all that type of stuff. That's who we are. Mm-hmm. And if the economy dollar loses its value, people start running to take the dollars they have, and they want to immediately take the dollars and turn them into things like gold or silver or food or something that they can lock their value into. For example, if you had, you know, $30,000 and you felt like that tomorrow the market's going to drop out, and then your $30,000 is going to be worth about $5,000. You can go out and buy a $30,000 car with that $30,000, and that car is worth $30,000 when the economy drops. I mean, you have a product that's something mm-hmm. tangible product versus the currency, which lost its value.
Right.
Or you can buy $100 worth of gold instead of $100 cash, and then when the economy crashes, you still have something of value, $100. And so I don't know what got us on this particular.
North Korea, Duterman's.
Yes. And it's coming to pass where. They are devaluing, and our president is driving. By the way, it started under President George Bush. It all started under President George Bush, and the economy aspect of it. And mm-hmm. I mean, Lord spoke to me very specifically when it happened and showed me that George Bush was actually at the wheel of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it got handed off to our current president, and he's taking it down. And, of course, it was going to crash anyway under President Bush, what God showed me. I'm talking about what I've seen prophetically.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he was just holding on like a brave man riding the ship to its end. You know, she's breaking apart, Captain. She's mm-hmm. breaking apart.
Right.
And so then the will of this aircraft called America was passed off to President Obama, and he grabbed a hold of a plane that was crashing.
Mm.
And it seems to me like he's going, woo, let's make the most of this puppy, you know, and just mm-hmm. print as much money as you can. If it's going to go, let's shift this thing. Let's transform this thing. And then when it hits, reboot back up with a new currency, maybe even the Amero. I don't know, but they talk about the Amero or Canada, America, and Mexico. South America, I guess. Is this Mexico or South America?
Mexico. Just those three.
Those three have to say, that'd be great, right? We just buy into the drug situation in Mexico down there.
Oh my goodness.
But the thing is this, you know, put your when this stuff that's going on in North Korea is a sign. It's a sign to us that what God was telling us prophetically is happening. Mm. And don't put your trust in money. If you put your trust in your money, you understand that God's a jealous God. And his heart is hurt. that you put your trust in your money and your job and your things and your stuff, acting like, you know, he wouldn't give you those things if you just loved him and put your trust in him. Because he gave them to you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, but you start putting your trust in those things, he'll actually end up taking them away from you and us.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to lose America.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, that's all I know is America.
That's right.
And how do you know what I'm saying? Like, where are we going to go? We're going to go to Iraq. Yeah, and that pastor today, by the way, is on trial for his life. Mm-hmm. For his life, just because he started planting churches. Yeah. In Iran. It is just...
An American.
Yeah, American pastor. And we need to keep him in our prayers amongst all the persecuted church, you know, all over the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.